Welcome, Pathfolk, to the Find the Path Ventures actual play of the Hell's Rebels Adventure Path,
where we've been cordially invited to an ambush.
Yeah.
You're some nonsense for sure.
There is no way that he's going to give us a medal. Like, come on. He's definitely going to arrest us and maybe even do the hanging right there.
It is a guaranteed shenanigan.
He could just be like, and this was all my idea. You're welcome. Like, try to take credit for all the good stuff we did.
I would not put that past him.
I mean, yeah, one way or another, this is meant to benefit him in the end.
Yeah.
Have you not considered that possibly this is his way of inviting all of you to how to host a murder mystery party? Because he doesn't have enough friends.
Oh,
he doesn't have any friends because he's awful.
No, I don't feel bad for him. You know what? I take that all back.
He doesn't have any friends. He has a bunch of sycophants following him around everywhere.
Oh my gosh, are we going to be his friends? Is this really just his roundabout way of saying, hey, why don't we be friends and better the city under my oppressive rule?
Why don't we be friends?
Cesare will punch him in the face first.
Don't. He's higher level than you.
He's the high inquisitor for the entire Church of Asmodeus in Chiliax. He is higher level than us.
It's just six. That's where it ends.
We are in danger.
Little did you know, Abigail Froon, the most powerful Chiliaxian high cleric person, level 10.
I was going to say, maybe put a one in front of that six.
Oh, no. I don't like it.
Yeah, so welcome back, everyone, to the continued exploits of our heroes, the Silver Ravens. It's usually the point where I jump in with the, when last we left our heroes. But I did want to take an opportunity, as we have done on our other shows, to say we are all thankful to be back and thankful to all of you for your patience in waiting for this to release.
Everybody 100%. Passed their fort saves, finally.
Yay.
It's true.
We're getting there.
Week between fort saves really gets you.
Our computers are having a little trouble sometimes passing their fortitude saves, but we have a Patreon for that. So unlike with people, you can throw enough money at computers to eventually fix the problem.
you know what can fix a broken computer? A new one.
It's true.
That'll do it.
We thought about getting a new Jordan, but it turns out he's priceless.
Aww. So sweet.
We are happy to be back, and I suppose we should just go ahead and jump back into things, because while all the shows left off on like a premiere kind of like this cliffhanger-y moment, I don't think
this
any
cliffhanger
of them quite
was
left
awful.
Off of on the Hell's Rebels cliffhanger moment.
Yeah,
this was the one that's like people literally called out. They're like, man, what a time to have to take a break. Jeez.
You have to wait an extra 2 weeks. Or 3 weeks, because it's a bi-weekly show, so.
Yeah.
So, welcome back, everyone. When last we left our heroes, the Silver Ravens, after having successfully cleared the complex beneath the ruins of the Lucky Bones Gambling Casino, had gathered together their own band of Silver Ravens and had, through use of some degree of subterfuge and espionage and more of a degree of calling in a favor with the Chelish naval captain that happens to owe them more than one.
Mm-hmm. I think
five.
How many pieces they?
I'll have to go
was.
Sift through my notes again.
However many favors he owes you,
there's
he owes you
one
less
which
now.
Is important.
Yeah, it was either five or seven. I can't remember which though.
Rachel's like, I don't remember which it is, but I do remember it was a prime number.
Yes.
The party had escorted their Silver Ravens to their new home in the smuggler's tunnels beneath the Lucky Bones. Well, technically, actually, even the level above that. So you had your cult level, and then you had your smuggler level. And I believe you'd left all of them to go and do their cleaning and stuff after helping out for a little bit throughout the day to go return back to your homes. At which point, each of you had found, curiously, a letter waiting for you. And Vittoria had found a guest in addition to that letter.
Yeah, I'd been kind of expecting a visit from her, but the nature of the visit, I was not expecting.
Yeah. It's only a matter of time before the fact that you're really good at solving crimes would come up to their attention.
You know who's really good at committing crimes? People who are good at solving crimes.
True.
People who know the system, yeah.
You know who's good at setting fires? Firemen.
But after having a conversation with Miss Tiaset Tiori, you had learned from her basically that she had finished her investigation. The famed investigator had finished her pursuit of more or less looking into who was responsible for, I think it was two deaths at the original riot that took place in front of Arya Park.
Oops.
And
I already
additional...
solved that one, but I didn't tell her that.
Of course, wow, that one was pretty easy. It's me.
And me. I killed one of them, too.
Yeah, it was
Speaking of culprits, and also the death of the dwarven fallen priest of Asmodeus, whom...
yeah, that was me.
That guy almost killed me.
Unfortunately, Vittoria killed. Mm. You could argue that it's self-defense, but it's also self-defense during a break-in, so it gets into a very iffy kind of territory.
I was going to say, by that, anytime we have combat, it's immediately a self-defense.
So anyway, you had a conversation with her where basically she'd almost more or less said that...
She was almost apologetic.
Yeah, kind of apologetic.
Well, she's apologetic because she had to turn it in as to who it was, and by finding you, she found the rest of us, I assume.
Well, and she even stated that to a degree she kept some of her findings vague, more that she turned in the evidence but did not conjecture or offer up her own insights into it. Mm-hmm. However, she basically said that while
he's an
investigator
inquisitor.
And inquisitor methods are different, yep. Again, you do not get to be the high inquisitor of the Church of Asmodeus by being bad at your job. This is not not a nepotism hire.
Yeah. No.
Well, nepotism can only get you so far if the god is like, nah.
If it's the god of nepotism, actually, nepotism will get you very far.
Oh, that's
you know
fair.
That there's some mafia-level shenanigans going on in the Church of Asmodeus. You gotta be able to...
It is
to...
a church that kind of encourages backstabbing.
Well, I mean,
not literal
god of lies.
Mind you.
Mm. Yeah.
So following that, you had read the letter, which had been an invitation from Paracount Barzillai Throne.
He totes wants to congratulate us, guys.
Yeah, he wrote you a thing basically saying a couple of things here. You've taken pains to remain anonymous in your execution of great deeds in the city, but unfortunately you made too big of a name for yourself. That you're basically your image, your reputation in the city has grown so large to the point that you can no longer really hide your involvement in things. And wrote to congratulate you and thank you for dealing with the murdered tieflings in the Devil's Nursery.
You know, because he didn't want to do anything about it.
Stopping the Red Jills.
Also
which
didn't
want to
do anything
of.
About that.
And apprehending Varl Rex, the serial killer.
Which he didn't want to do anything about.
Yeah.
He assumes there's a great many other things that you've done that he does not have proof of.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if he had proof of half the things we've actually done, we'd be in jail.
We saved some kids that were kidnapped.
Mm-hmm. It's true. That was very
recent. We
broke
some Hell Knights from improper imprisonment.
Well, that would be something that would get... If he had proof of that, he'd be under arrest.
If he knew half the things we actually did, he would most definitely be arresting us.
But yeah, basically said that he was very impressed with the number of things that you've accomplished in such a short period of time, promoting safety and bringing hope to the streets of Kintargo.
Asmodeans hate hope.
And as such, he has asked for you to join him Starday at noon in front of the Kintargo Opera House for a public celebration in your honor.
Starday meaning tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. No time to prepare.
That he'll be making a special exception for the gathering of large groups in Aria Park across from the Opera House for just such an event. He did throw out that he believes that you're quite familiar with the venue.
Since, yes,
again,
which is terrible.
Same
he
previous
knows what
conversation
we
of you murdered two people there.
Mm. It was self-defense.
And that he prays to the Lord of Darkness that you accept.
Yep.
It is simply my heartfelt desire to look you in the eyes, put names to faces, and assure you that we recognize you and your actions, and your days of fighting in obscurity are at an end.
Do you think I need fireball?
Yes.
Do you think you prepared fire resistance? Hellhounds.
Depends on how big those crowds are.
You don't probably don't want fireball because, you know, devils.
Oh, gosh.
So I suppose to jump back into things, I can only imagine that there's a long, slow reaction from, you know, Adria sitting at the kitchen table, Lucia just kind of flopping down on her bed like, oh, God.
Like, that's not good.
You know, Nikolos sitting down in the one good chair at his table.
Mm-hmm.
Cesare, probably a little panicked, considering that it is the High Inquisitor of Asmodeus that literally melded this to your
room.
Oh,
he knows who I really am. I have no doubt about that at this point.
He's done his homework.
However, Vittoria sits at a coffee table, having finished reading this, the rose perfume scented envelope in your hands, as I suppose you kind of fold that back up. Tiara sips at her coffee on the opposite side from you.
Well, this is an ambush if I've ever seen one.
Well, in this case, I am just the messenger. My contract with Throne is complete. I wish we could have met under better circumstances.
As do I. I am very much an admirer of your work, though less so now that I'm on the receiving end of it.
Well, thank you. I'll admit, I've been very impressed with yours. If I ever decide to settle down and start up an agency, I would be more than happy to reach out, but... As it stands right now, I think I'm going to keep in the freelance business for a time.
I don't know how much longer I'll be in business anyway.
Regardless, though, I can only imagine that you have a great number of reparations to make before your big day.
That's putting it lightly. I'm not exactly sure how to prepare for this.
Well, I'm certain that you'll figure out something. She finishes her coffee, sets it down, leaves a generous tip as she stands up. We might see more of each other. I'll be in town for a little bit longer. A certain noble family had a son of theirs kidnapped that had been hired to investigate.
Hmm.
Oh.
It's your brother.
It's the brother.
That's your brother.
He wasn't kidnapped.
Well,
yes, he was.
According to the family, he was.
I assume you're speaking of the Alorian adult son?
I mean, kidnap's a general term, but regardless, he appears to have gone missing, and I've been offered a generous reward.
Good luck with that one.
So we're not rid of her, is what I'm hearing.
Run afoul of the Chilaxian Navy. Do that, why don't you?
I was going to say, she'll never get on that ship.
I do wish you luck, but I think your endeavors will be fruitless in that.
I appreciate that. Good evening, Miss Alorian.
Oh,
yep.
No.
She knows! She knows what we're up
she
to!
She turns and makes her way towards the door.
I mean, I never legally changed it.
It's the same way I'm still a Serenity, even though I don't actually go by that anymore. Mm. I never filed that paperwork.
Vittoria's sitting there like, I should have changed my first name, too.
Chesire is going to send a letter to Kalanis and tell her to get to the Lucky Bones and don't leave.
Everybody to the Lucky Bones!
Yeah.
The one place they'll never find us!
I think I'm going to have to tell Pietro and Elena that I quit.
Yeah.
Lucia just will not be showing up for work tomorrow.
I live where I work.
I live where I work, too.
So how close to curfew is this? Do we have time to run to the Lucky Bones from the other side of town?
It is about 2 hours until curfew. It is just after sunset.
Actually, I'm not going to write Kalanis a letter. I'm just going to go across the bridge. I'm going to talk to Hedevin and show him the letter and be like, I'm screwed, and then go get Kalanis and go to the Lucky Bones.
But is that what he wants us to do?
We're not going to not go,
I
right?
have to get Kalanis to safety. She's not any sort of combatant.
Yeah.
Since we're already in the scene with Vittoria, I imagine you watch the investigator make her way out.
Yeah.
Head over to Pietro and Elena. And
she's probably going to be very blunt and admit that she's been, I guess, engaging in nefarious / rebellious activity for the good of the city. And for their safety,
great.
She is
now
going
they can
to
testify against you.
I'm not giving them details, but I figure for their safety, I will temporarily be staying elsewhere, and I'll probably leave them some money to like cover losing an employee for a little bit. And then I'm going to go pack a bag.
Well, Pietro would refuse the money, give you kind of a nod. Again, I imagine both of them give you a hug because while it is a employee-employer relationship and all the rest of that, they are very close to you. So,
yeah.
Again, I imagine you go upstairs, you pack a bag. Elena seems to be holding it well, pretty well together. You know, Pietro, you can see some tears streaming down into his mustache.
Aww. Yeah.
You make your way back. Again, they refuse any payment. However, you make your way back down with what appears to be, an empty cat carrier. And unless you're leaving the cat here, that's up to you.
It'd be hard to take care of an invisible cat.
Raven can speak with cats now, so she So
I'm going to bring the cat. I will bring Pesto with me. If you don't know who Pesto is, please go listen to our Share Memories.
I was
going to
say, did you get an invisible cat?
It's been periodically referenced, but there is an invisible cat.
There is a reason that I have an invisible cat.
It's a mystery as to why it's sure. invisible.
I'm getting like Night Vale Kaushik vibes right now. It's pretty great.
But Elena presses tons of pastries and such, the full 3 loaves of banana bread into your hands before you make your way out. Pietro hands you over a bag of the new beans they just got in so that you'll at least have some decent coffee down there. For all the late nights and all the rest of that, you know, that like we knew that you were doing good. We wish you were maybe a little bit responsible with the good that you're doing, but we knew you were doing good.
Well, I mean, she was trying to be responsible. And
well, obviously, but you know, now it's that like, we knew you were doing good. We really hoped it wasn't going to get you murdered, but we knew you were doing good.
It's Chilliax. There's always a chance you could get murdered.
I apologize. Executed.
I mean, you know.
He's the lawful authority, so it's an execution when he does.
It's legal murder at that point.
We really hope that you wouldn't end up starving to death in a doghouse, but
I mean, I am also hoping that I don't end up starving to death in a doghouse. That sounds awful.
Cesare, I assume.
I pack a bag. I write a letter and say that I might be having to need to take a leave of absence, and I'll let
him
know
more. I'm going to have to go on a sabbatical for a little
bit. Yes.
Sorry, I didn't have time to clarify this more. I'm going to be leaving.
And, stop by and tell Hedeman what's going on.
Yeah. He seems fairly... This was probably going to happen eventually. Yeah.
He knows how to get to the Lucky Bones. He helped us fix it, so it's not like he doesn't know where I'm going.
Inside the whole time, Hedeman's thinking, it's like, that's why masks. Masks from day one.
Masks and code names! Remember, we mentioned that! Yep.
Also having the mechanical benefit, which I think only Lucia would have the mechanical benefit, because she's the only person for your established vigilante identity.
Yes.
Then I'm going to stop by and get Kalanis, and then we're going to the Lucky Bones.
Well, Kalanis was very reticent when you were basically like, there's a serial killer, I need you to move in. It's like, I can take care of myself and all the rest of that. When you're basically saying, yeah, I'm also going to be on the run now because the church. So I'm going to be on the run and, you know, hanging out with your son down here. Maybe you want to come down there. Being that it's like, well, my son's in danger, and now apparently I'm tangentially in danger, so fine. I guess all of your rebels will need haircuts.
And she's a costume designer. We can be styling down in the Lucky Bones.
It's like everyone gets down there, fine, we'll wear masks.
Too late now.
Too late now.
Some of us were like at least wearing gaiters and stuff whenever we would do things. It just wasn't everyone.
It's just you were dealing with I won't tell you how high of a level investigator she is, but it's high.
I don't even know how much all of that would have helped.
Yeah, I believe in the meantime, Lucia, I imagine, quickly glance around the apartment that you've been living in for a month. And goes, all right, well.
She looks at the one thing that she picked out of her pack and actually put somewhere and goes, this is why I shouldn't put down roots, and runs over to it, grabs her bag, shoves it in there.
For the one time you haven't had roots.
Yes, it's Lucia. Exactly. For her, it's a long time.
Anyway, continue.
I like to think that she looks around the utterly destroyed room and goes, aha, my procrastination from when I destroyed this room and not cleaning it paid off. I'll just leave it here. I'm not going to get my deposit. I'm out.
I'm not getting my deposit back anyway. Yeah. Who cares?
Definitely cast illusory disguise to make a slightly older woman. Takes her hood, puts it up to turn on her clandestine cloak to just not be noticed, and starts making her way to the Lucky Bones.
For some reason, considering the fact that you're wearing a hat and a hood, I only picture it as like I'm incognito, so I have a pair of sunglasses on, a baseball cap, and then a hoodie pulled up over the baseball cap.
Yes, and a mask. 100%.
Which in movies is always that, like, it's like, oh, no one will recognize me. But in real life, it makes you conspicuous as
Yeah.
No one will notice me in my black duffel bag.
You need more of the hide in plain sight.
I've got a ridiculous deception. Come at me, bro.
Yeah, but I suppose run your way downstairs. So, elsewhere, Niccolo.
Well, on the plus side, I never really liked this place anyway.
A lone pigeon stares at you from the other side of the glass.
Yeah, there aren't pigeons.
He pulls out a tinder twig, just lights that match, and throws it.
This is what it took to get him to move.
I briefly contemplated somehow destroying this place, but I'm not going to because too many people live here. I'm not going to
impact the landlord, and you know that's...
Our Hell Knight friend said no arson.
Well, yeah, I mean
that was specified
specifically. Arson was called out.
Yeah. Look. Niccolo is not so great a person that he hasn't considered it, but he will never actually do it.
Cesare would burn down the Alabaster Academy if it meant his safety. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Hey, I go to school there too.
Not with you in it.
It's made of stone.
But
so is the Library of Alexandria. So.
But books are not.
Yeah, well.
Sorry, Ross. I know every time that I bring that up, a librarian somewhere cries.
I oh, I've been trying to hold it in so long, but it just doesn't work anymore. Anyway.
Look what you did to Ross.
As Niccolo begins, I suppose, packing up his belongings, he'll just leave the window open at this point. The pigeons can have this place. It's fine.
I've left this for the pigeons. Let nature reclaim this building as you throw the windows open and leave.
You instead of lighting a match and throwing it behind you, it's just a scattering of bird seed and you leave the door open.
Here you go. Have fun, pigeons.
They'll destroy all the evidence in this place.
There's a story I read about a college student who would take like bird seed and stuff and go out on a football field and like feed the birds and everything wearing a referee's jersey. to like get the birds to like start coming whenever they saw that the referee jersey.
Oh, no.
So whenever there was a football game, it got delayed because a whole host of birds like descended upon the field.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man.
Excellent.
Wild.
But Nikola will carefully pack up his possessions, including the shrine to Milani that he has been keeping track of for quite a while now, actually. Several months, I believe. And yep. Get all that squared away.
The one that you recovered from the ruins of the Thrashing Badger.
Yep, I'm going to have to move quickly. Fortunately, not too many people are going to be paying super close attention to me anyway.
Sure.
I'll use that to my advantage.
But yeah, you gather up your stuff.
I'll go in and write a note to Straya. I'll probably have to leave it with Gatris or somebody at the Clivenhoof Society as I make my way out.
Yeah.
To explain to her, I won't be back for a while. Hopefully this is the good sort of trouble.
Yeah. I'm not in a gang. Not technically.
Not technically.
We don't call ourselves a gang.
No.
So we had a count. Whole conversation about it.
We had an entire conversation. We're not a gang.
Society.
The elven professor says we're not a gang, and I'm trusting him.
Yeah.
He is a lit major, even if it's elvish literature.
I actually will stop by Nikola's mama's place, as that's kind of on the way, and it's probably going to be a while till I get a chance to see her again. I've very carefully not told her much about what's going on, and so I think at this point I don't like it, but it might be better to not mention much at this point, just because if she doesn't know anything, she doesn't have to lie for me.
So what creative lie is Nikola coming up with?
Nah.
You're going on a trip for work in Vire.
It's not a bad idea. I mean, technically speaking, I mean, we're probably going to Vire at some point. I remember there's something going on over there.
It's a good place to hide. Everybody wears masks and nobody asks names.
Mm-hmm. It's also true.
Well, not everyone wears masks. It's called the City of Masks, but not everyone walks around wearing masks all the time.
Not wearing a literal mask.
Yeah, but you are one of the few laws of that city is you have to accept whatever name is given you. So if someone tells you that their name is something, you have to accept that that is their name.
Yeah.
The entire next book is just you guys in Vire, like, now we're on the lam.
Yep.
I'm really angry. We spent the last third of that last book taking this place.
I'll probably tell her I'm going to Vire for now.
Yeah, you can give her a heads up. She's, I understand, and, you know, you do what you need to do for your work, and I'm so proud of you working so hard and really turning things around and all the rest of that and helping so many people. And she's sitting there like, I have a good boy.
She's going to be so mad with me.
But yeah, she makes a like a huge, you know, foot and a half, like a full baguette sized salami sandwich for you and packs that up for you.
Oh my God.
On the road.
I will never be able to live this down.
I'm quickly determining making food is apparently my love language.
Apparently, yes.
Or what I assume that,
that's
I guess, people that are
do.
In a parental
that's what
figures.
Moms
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I suppose you then gather yourself and. Again, I think even without sending out ravens, all of your instincts are immediately like, I need to get to the place I can't be scryed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then we're going to hole up there until this blows over a little bit.
Chester is going to the meeting. I don't know about the
rest
of you.
Yeah, I thought we had to go to this meeting, but either way.
You'll have a chance to discuss that once you're all together.
Yeah.
So, Nikola, I suppose you set off after having a quick chat with Mama.
Mm-hmm.
Cutting over to Bleak Bridge where, you know, Adria finishes reading this letter. Unlike everyone else here, has a lot of stuff. And she kind of looks around her glass blowing shop and this place that she's lived for a decade.
All right. She's going to fold up the note, put it in her pocket, head upstairs, open that trunk that's at the foot of her bed and pull out this amazing, like, dark blue and silver embroidered, like, pirate captain's coat that she's just had. Put that on. Whatever. The jig is up. I'm going to look cool now.
Yeah.
Get a bag, pack my like family portrait, like
yeah.
Grab the dog and the cat.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about
Don't
all that.
Don't you feed birds also? That's going
to
be sad
I
for them.
I feed them, but they're fine. You know, put the sign to closed on the door of the shop.
Closed until further notice.
Stop by a place to buy some dark vision elixirs.
All the shops close at sundown.
Oh, then I'll do it in the morning.
No place open right now. You'll have to do it tomorrow morning.
All right, then I'll make a mental note to do that in the morning because I'm going to cast darkness, potentially, and we need to be able to see.
You don't need one for me.
Because it sounds like we're going to need to get away, you know? And I guess I'll give the one last look to this place that may or may not even be here in a couple of weeks because we saw what happened to all the other businesses.
Gonna be another Night of Ashes.
And
I think what you guys are trying to do is avoid another Night of Ashes right now. We're like, if we leave, they won't burn the coffee shop to the ground. They won't burn my sister's house to the ground. They won't burn Humbright House and Mama's house to the ground, or the Cloven Hoof Society for that matter, if they think they're harboring a fugitive.
They won't put this school on some sort of crazy lockdown, because I don't think they'd burn down the academy. But
they like to burn books.
That is true.
I mean, yes, they do like to burn books. However, Alabaster Academy is one of basically only two reasons people come to Cantargo, really, which is higher education or opera.
And the opera is not happening right now.
Yeah, you didn't burn it, though.
That's fair.
And then I guess I'll head over with my dog and my cat and my giant bag of stuff.
Yeah.
Raven's going to have three cat friends to talk to, because there's Argent and the Invisible Kitty.
And Pesto.
Pesto.
I can't remember which Adria's
cat's name
is. Mephistopheles
is the name of the cat.
Oh, yeah. Meffy.
Little Meffy. Yeah.
So, yeah, I suppose you set off across Bleak Bridge. All of you making your way one after the next. Again, I'm assuming that all of you pretty much read these letters as soon as you got home.
Yeah.
Which means that Nicola would have actually been the first to read his letter and then had the most time to go and take care of his own stuff. So Nicola probably the first to arrive, one after the next arriving. Vittoria, ironically, is Vittoria and Lucia are kind of the furthest away.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I imagine, however, Lucia packed up relatively quickly. And so I imagine Vittoria probably being the last to arrive as all of you gather your stuff, make your way out, head across the city to eventually return back to the Lucky Bones, and then make your way down beneath the Lucky Bones one after the next. Nicolo, by the time that you'd arrived first, you had found, the Ravens are mostly here right now, those that don't have homes or businesses elsewhere, although you might need to start warning them about the dangers of coming and or going. Since it's kind of a make or break moment for the rebellion of whether or not one needs to throw themselves full in. Rexus is here, as well as Lictor Octavio.
Hey.
And I imagine you get down there, you have enough time for them to look over these, the letter, as one after the next, until Vittoria, eventually you arrive, make your way in. At this point, everyone is standing here in the entry room, which was previously the guild meeting hall, that large chamber with the twin rows of stone pillars supporting the shallow vaulted ceiling overhead, all of the doors leading off to the individual rooms, which they'd already been getting ready to set some of those up for all of you in case you needed a place to stay while you're over here, considering there are nine rooms off of this room as far as bedrooms are concerned, and most of the other ravens are already getting ready to set up as they're turning the giant drug den into more of a communal living space. It's a work in progress. It's a bit of a fixer-upper.
Yeah.
Yep.
I imagine by the time, Vittoria, you arrive, some of your companions are probably sitting on the edge of that stone stage, kind of the speaker's platform on the far end. As you walk down, see your four companions, as well as Rexus, who seems to be in the process of kind of walking back and forth. For those of you who'd been here for a little bit, Rexus has been kind of like enumerating the possibilities, which all basically fall back into the conversations that you all have been having up until this point of like, there could be a massacre there. But then again, that doesn't really seem the Church of Asmodeus style. But still, the towering figure of Octavius Sabinus stands off towards the side, still resplendent in his beautiful Hell Knight plate, more or less watching the proceedings. Rexus glances up and smiles as Vittoria is the last to join all of you as she walks into the room.
I figure she walks in with a sigh, sets down a trunk with one hand and what looks to be an empty crate to the rest of you in her other.
You literally just put it next to all the other bits of our stuff that we've just piled over there, because I just imagine all of us were just like, and I'm here.
Well, I'm glad everyone else had the same idea.
Yeah. I'm guessing everybody else got the same message.
Was all yours hand-delivered by an investigator?
No.
Mine was personally delivered by Tyaset Tiora.
Oh, well, that's how we got found out then.
Well, yeah.
We're not exactly subtle.
I think it would be safe to assume that Barzillai knows everything there is to know about us at this point.
And that tomorrow is a trap.
Well, she did say she was intentionally vague in her report, but that's
not
still
vague enough to not have them know exactly where we live.
Well, once he had our names, I'm sure, as the High Inquisitor of Asmodeus, it was quite easy through spell work and other means
or
to find what he needed.
Looking through city records.
And simple footwork, Rexus says.
Especially since she knew who I was.
Yes. And he did, after all, discover my parents' involvement with the archivists and the location of almost all the Bellflower Network hidey holes and the Silver Star and all the rest of that.
Well, and anybody who'd asked about any of the good stuff mentioned in this letter would have been able to identify at least half of us.
Mm. Yes.
Well, we knew at some point he was going to know who we were. I mean, you can't do a whole rebellion without being found out.
Yes.
I just was hoping we would have a bit more time.
It's more the way he's going about this with the grandiose announcement that has me on edge.
I mean, that's very him.
Getting everybody together seems a great chance to do another proclamation. Haven't had one of those in a bit, have we?
I suspect it's an ambush.
It could be any number of things. It could be that he's set up the situation that no matter what happens, he ends up winning something.
If we don't show up, he could say, oh, that's a sign that they're bad people. If we do show up, we're getting arrested.
Unless he has more information than what he put in these letters, he doesn't have anything he can arrest us with.
Arresting you would be counterproductive. Octavio's voice echoes from the far side of the room. He does that shrug his shoulder thing as he pushes himself off the pillar he's been leaning on. There's a reason that he didn't move against my order until he was forced to. Dealing with us quietly means that we're not made martyrs.
Then why make a big public to-do?
He's going to try to make it seem like we're on his side, that the things we have been doing for the city are for the good of all of Cantargo, and sway opinion that we are in league with the Thrones, I would imagine, or the church.
I mean, considering we haven't publicly stated one way or the other, I mean, I guess that would be something he could do.
And if we argue against it in front of him and everyone else, then we get arrested.
That always sets up a situation where we're forced to react and appear to be the bad people.
I mean, all he'd have to do, to be honest, is have somebody getting, you know, excruciated in front of us. We'd try to stop that, especially if it was somebody innocent.
Well, it likely wouldn't be anyone innocent.
Well, I mean, okay, so innocent in terms of, like, you know, they did something to help the ravens. Like, they grabbed one of the ravens or something.
It's more of a damned if you do, damned if you don't.
It's a difficult situation, and I think this is going to move forward our timetable a great deal.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the best thing we can do is just let him do what he's going to do without us being there and then react to that.
Oh, I'm going.
Why? Exactly.
Because I don't want to hear second or third hand or what he does if we don't show.
Well, we can't just blindly go either. We need a plan.
Well, we don't necessarily need to be there, but one of us could be there.
I don't think going anywhere by ourselves is a good idea.
The way I see things, it would seem that you simply have a binary choice. You stay here and allow Thrun to control the narrative, which is what he has already done with my order. I'm in exile. And considering they're still hunting for me, I'm down here. You, however, still have the free rein to move about the city, and you only have that free rein when House Thrun is not actively pursuing you. Or two, you go there and try to control the narrative yourselves. At the very least, make it too inconvenient to make you disappear.
The question is how?
People will need to actually know who we are. If they see us, if they know the good that we're actually doing for the city, people can vouch for us. People have seen what we've done for the city. I mean, the parents of the twins,
they're not citizens.
No, they're not citizens, and they don't have any legal standing, but people might listen to them. They don't have to be citizens for people to hear them. Same thing with the victims of Wex and his reign of terror. They have families. We put a stop to him. Would they not care for that justice? The tieflings of Devil's Nursery owe us a debt. Do they not care for that justice either? And if we abandon them at this point, then maybe they go to think maybe we aren't so great. But if we go there and we show them, no, we're here, and we're here for you, maybe some people will watch our back, even if they aren't ready to fully commit yet.
A confrontation with Barzillai is inevitable.
Well, but do we want to do it publicly when he has the Dotari probably at the ready?
There are more than one form of confrontation.
And to see what he has to say in person, to hear him speak it, the way he talks, you can glean far more information from that than from a retelling from someone else.
It's often more important to know your enemy than anything else, so go in there and see in what he does. And even if it's a trap, it's a trap, you know, we'll figure it out. But,
I think that's where I'm coming from. I have no problem confronting him and making ourselves known, but perhaps we can come up with an escape plan.
If I may, before, I would simply wish to say, Rexus scratches his chin. I think Niccolo is right, and I think I may have given you some bad advice up until this point. The Night of Ashes happened because it could. Because the followers of Serenre were quietly meeting in secret with Shinsen, because the Church of Milani has always been an underground organization. The archivists, all of these people could disappear, and no one said anything because...
Nobody cared.
And no one knew the good that they were doing for them. Mm-hmm. But people do know the good that you've done for them. When we started this, we talked about what steps needed to be taken. I told you about the books that I read, or have read, pertaining towards rebellions. And rallying and recruiting was, of course, one of those. And the fact is that you have taken so many actions to help the downtrodden, to aid other dissidents, to expand what the people's options are. It's possible that, I mean, unfortunately, he kind of nods in that, like, I really don't like to say anything bad about my new roommate here, who's also really big, but he kind of nods in the direction of Octavio. Just by the name Hell Knights, the Hell Knights have a certain reputation, and one that doesn't necessarily incline people to be too distraught when we all go missing. But the Silver Ravens are different. You've helped so many people in Devil's Nursery with the serial killer and Red Roof, saving them from these criminals, and Old Cantargo stopping a separate serial killer. You've gained so many allies and people that you've aided that maybe making it too politically inconvenient to just make you disappear might be the correct way to go. Octavio holds up a hand to a point. Don't forget that the original Silver Ravens were beloved by the city. Mm-hmm. If you make yourselves too inconvenient, House Thurn will have no choice but to answer your threat.
Mm. Hey, we'll just be on our best behavior tomorrow. We're just going to a gathering.
You really do need to be on your best behavior. Mm-hmm. We cannot do anything that will provoke them.
Yep.
Well, and that's the thing. Long term, you know, we're going to have to find a way to do the things we need to do, I guess, without it being attached to the Silver Ravens, than if we're going public, as it were, as heroes of the city or whatever they want to call us.
So to address that here, and of course I know that obviously you need to get to a great deal of your planning. I was thinking on the boat right over, and Octavio and I were talking before Niccolo arrived. When we first sat down, I talked about the 5 steps that I thought would be necessary to pursue these goals. And I know it feels like it's been 3 years since then.
Bravo, Rick. Well done. Bravo.
A month in the game and 3 years in real life. Good Lord.
It was 3 years in real life.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
When we first sat down, I talked about how we needed to rally and recruit, of which you've done. There are so many people down here ready to fight. You've made so many allies. And then the second step was literally this. Rex's gestures about him, that we needed a stronghold. We needed some place, once we'd done our initial recruitments, to move out of the wasp nest, secure a larger, stronger, and frankly, more defensible location.
More secure, too.
Considering that this place is immune to scrying, It will protect you somewhat. At the very least, it means that you have a nest to return home to.
Ravens love nests.
I like
nests.
The way that he said that.
Rexus nods towards the lictor, and at the same time, while you're doing this, I can't help but I followed what you've been doing, the letters that you've written, and you've secured support with the other factions. The Rose of Cantargo is on our side. The Hell Knights of the Order of the Torrent are on our side. The Bellflower Network.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's time to move into perhaps the next phase. And I think that might come in 2 parts. One, we were already speaking of. He nods over towards Octavio. I think things are growing outside of your complete control.
To say the least, yeah.
And as such, I can tell that your focus needs to be on being the heroes that the city needs. So we have an idea. What our very intellectual companion is attempting to explain.
Why does that feel like an insult?
It's too many words.
There was the pause where he tried to say, not say long-winded or something like that.
I figure Vittoria smirks because she spends a lot of time with Rexus.
Yeah.
Rexus is great.
The Silver Ravens need to focus on being the heroes and actualizing what this rebellion is doing. I cannot do that, not from down here. I am a sword that will be at your disposal when the time comes, but I cannot actively pursue things on the street. My men cannot actively pursue things on the street. Laria's persona and her actions with the Bellflower Network, as I have been made aware of now, also mean that she cannot be active. So while the Silver Ravens move, I would suggest you gather together allies to act as council. A silver council, if you will. Rexus smiles.
Sure.
I've already been working on some political treaties and such that I've been writing out to kind of actualize all of the ideas that we've been talking about, all the things that we're wanting for the city moving forward. I think the time has come for us to form a gathering of like-minded individuals that form a support network for you. We'll need to get regional support. We'll need to create alliances. And it will be difficult, but I think if we're going to move against Thrun, it's what will need to be the next step. So we'll talk about that more once you've dealt with this entire situation. But I think as difficult as this is, that Thrun is actually pushing us to have to accelerate our schedule. And I think we've maybe been too conservative with our movements thus far. I have an idea. I've drafted up a few names for people I think that we should bring into this council. I'll go over those in detail at a later time. If you wouldn't mind, I would be happy to not chair any councils or anything like that. Rexus shuffles. More assists.
There's no reason to have you not be on this council. You've been invaluable to us so far.
Since the beginning.
So you're welcome to chair it if I have anything to say about it.
Well, thank you. I don't necessarily think I'll be the best choice for it, but he glances over towards Octavio, who holds up a hand. Let's simply say that my thought process does not lean me towards thinking like a rebel, so while I'm here to aid and would be happy to offer my insight, we'll definitely need to expand to others. Perhaps this Rose of Cantargo that we've all heard so much about, or others that might be interested in joining.
Sorry, smirks.
I'm certain that we have many allies that would be happy to assist us. Regardless, I'll come up with a few things that we'll need to talk about and get ready for that. But in the meantime, I suppose we should just we'll leave all of you to determine what you want to do for tomorrow, because it sounds like you're going to have a difficult day. And assuming you do not all die, the Lictor says,
or get arrested. Although it would not be our first jailbreak.
Well, you seem to have done quite well with that previously.
Thank you.
Or first time in prison for me, or first time in jail for me.
Yes, and who bailed you out last time?
I can't say that I've ever been arrested, so that'll be a new experience.
Really? That's interesting.
We will leave all of you to speak, but on behalf of myself, we had a very busy day today. I did not have the chance to say it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's good to feel useful again. And spending so much time down in a tomb, it is good to feel alive again. Let's keep it that way.
You have much more space to roam around, at least.
In the meantime, focus on what you're going to do. And if you get a chance to think about anyone else that you think would be a good addition to the Silver Ravens, then I would focus on that. And there are still some organizations that I think could be beneficial to us, but we'll need to reach out to them. I was thinking even the Cloven Hoof Society, if Niccolo thought they would perhaps be willing to work more directly with us. I know that they are a little bit more lax, and the Lictor was discussing a secret society that wasn't destroyed on the Night of Ashes.
Oh.
But very few know how to get in contact with the Lacuna Effects. We'll worry about that at a later time.
Lacuna Effects.
The who?
One other name you might want to put down for contacting at some point, Chuko at the War Cage seems to be... Oh. Friendly sort. FYI.
Hey, having weapons and such is not a bad idea.
Well, and having more people who have influence on the north side of the city.
I'll start assembling a list of who we can think on, whom we can trust, how we can get people involved. And we, of course, want to limit how many people know about this place, but...
True.
In the meantime, all of you should decide what you're going to do and probably get a good night's rest.
Yes.
All right.
On a very small note, I brought an invisible cat, so watch your feet.
Oh, I brought a not invisible dog and a not invisible cat.
Wait. No, we glossed over that too fast. Why is your cat invisible?
It's a long story. I'll tell you later.
Raven, why don't you go make friends?
Raven,
oh, I'd
get
be happy
goss.
To, but since they're leaving, I figured I could start talking a little bit in case I needed to interject anything. So, I'll be sitting over here.
Does it stay invisible if you put flour on it?
Well, the flour would eventually become invisible, but...
Can you bell the cat?
The cat is already belled.
Well then.
Oh, consider it an agility exercise for the men.
Please keep him or her out of the training room.
No!
Yeah.
No!
Last thing anybody wants.
Pesto is precious and will not be harmed in this podcast.
The fan art is so easy. It's just an empty picture.
It's just a collar.
Collar.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody submit your best fan art of Pesto.
By the way, I suppose Vittoria can quickly explain that. And if you're interested, please see our Patreon, which has expanded content as far as backstories for characters
including
are concerned.
Including explanation of Pesto.
The mysterious backstory of Pesto the Invisible Cat. Mm-hmm. The two of them head out of the room, making their way back to their own chambers.
Adria leans forward and goes, I like this odd couple situation. Like the Rexus Octavio thing is real funny.
Lawful neutral meets chaotic good.
Yeah. I think it will force both of them to be a bit creative.
So who all is coming tomorrow? Everyone? Or are some of you going to remain behind?
I plan on joining.
It seems like all of us should go.
I think we should just figure out how.
I'm going to prepare a darkness, and then in the morning I'm going to go buy some dark vision elixirs for us so that we can see in the darkness. All we need to know is like where that darkness needs to be cast so that we can get out of view, because it's going to be midday. But if it's essentially like, and now it's dark here, and then we go in the sewer, or now it's dark here and we slip in this back door,
perhaps
that'll be the thing.
Invisibility potions may be apt as well.
Well, unfortunately, you can't buy those because they are uncommon, and we have
bummer.
One.
Well, not much
but
of that
dark
idea.
Vision is not. It is common.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless Rick says otherwise, which I doubt he will say otherwise in this particular case.
They would still be uncommon, especially in a city that's as militaristically maintained as Cantargo. I imagine a potion that literally makes you invisible, as the Ring of Gyges can tell you, there's no moral reason for invisibility.
Fair.
Nice.
I mean, you
so
know.
So I can cast invisibility and just run away.
Mm. Well, okay, so that's two people who potentially could disappear quickly.
No, dark vision is an everybody thing.
The darkness could be an everybody plan, but the two invisibility potions could be if anybody needed to split off.
Mm. Honestly, if we need to run, I think we should immediately break.
Mm. Some reconnaissance, I think, in the morning would be apt.
Yes, a little stroll
Kalanis
through the garden.
Used to work at the opera house. She may know the backgrounds around there fairly well.
Well, keep in mind that the gathering is before the opera house because he's having everyone show up at Aria Park.
Mm. And we've been to that park.
It's the exact same venue where he made his previous announcement.
Yep.
It's really, we just need to break into the runs. I think we should just split up and run through the side streets and come back
scatter.
To the Lucky Bones.
Although if there is time, I would like to buy a potion of leaping before we go, because I can jump, and that'd be fun.
Yeah. It hits darkness and you just go shooting up to the top of the opera house.
Whee!
Get a gaseous
form. I'm hiding now.
Most of the shops in the city open at 7.
Yeah,
so you've got 5 hours before the get-together, so you can get almost anywhere in the city within 5 hours.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I think that's a good plan, is just confuse them, run, scatter, and go from there.
Do your best to be slippery. I'm going to turn into a rat.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Then let's get some rest and get ready to have the fight of our lives tomorrow. I mean, not literally, but...
It's going to be a party, that's for sure.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Hey, you know, before we head over there, just real quick, if I don't make it out of this for whatever reason...
No talking like that. Everybody's going to be fine.
I think so. I have faith we will be fine. But it has been an honor working with all of you. We've done some really good things for the city, and we should be proud of that.
Yeah, hopefully we can continue to do that work.
I agree. Mm.
But Lucia's right. Don't jinx yourself. Everything's going to be fine.
Probably
we're doing
will.
Better than last time. We're all assembled, and we made a plan.
Mm? Well, last time we didn't even know each other.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so now we have allies.
Okay.
Off to the side, Raven, standing on the stage at the edge of it, clears her throat as she's, once Niccolo finished his dramatic speech and all of you are like, you know, likewise and all the, she just stuck her paw out as if to do the hands in a circle
Niccolo
thing. She's
been waiting. Puts his hand out.
Okay, fine.
I skip her switches and don't understand what she's trying to do.
Put High your five. Hand in.
Everyone put your hand in the circle.
Yeah. I put my hand in the circle.
Oh, we okay. all hands in the circle.
Yeah.
What and is we this? All just say Silver Ravens and we throw up our hand.
Is this like a cat thing?
Silver Ravens. Wait, yes. I'm the only one doing it.
Have you ever been in a union before or anything? Come on. Silver Ravens.
Worked solo.
Yeah, the union guy knows.
Technically, I'm in a guild, so yeah, I guess so. But we don't do that at our meetings.
Well, I'm going to go get some rest.
How are you going to be able to get rest? I'm not going to sleep at all tonight.
That is a horrible plan.
Because yeah. we're old, little girl. When you're old, you can sleep.
I meant from the stress. How are you all not stressing?
Because it's mandatory for regaining spells.
Yeah, we gotta sleep.
Because I'm a fighter. And
sleeping
I can,
is mandatory.
No.
Yeah.
I suppose wander about until we find rooms. I have no idea.
Look at all the dogs
say,
and cats settled.
I don't imagine we even had time to bring in beds.
We do a lot of cleaning.
Yeah. No, I think most of you have bedrolls.
Mm. Yeah,
bedroll, you say, eh?
We should have bedrolls in our backpacks if you did buy the adventurer's kit.
Oh, and also. Assuming that all of you are just going to take some rooms off of the entry area, there's still some beds left over from all the cultists.
Oh, hey.
That you murdered.
Yeah.
Well, that's well.
That we self-defended against. Thank you very much.
I unpack all of this, like my crafters book and my artisan's tools and the things that I brought in case I needed them for my house.
One thing I would like to do, if everyone's okay with it, is going ahead and replace that statue, if we haven't replaced it already, with the one of Milani. I'd much prefer that watching over all of us.
Yes, let's do that for sure.
Yeah, I suppose you can go and take that down, take care of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to wander over to Cesare's room, knock on the, I guess, wall, if the door's not closed. Shake a nice bottle of rum at you. Want a drink?
Yes.
I knew you'd say yes. I wasn't sure about the other ones, but I knew you'd say yes. I didn't bring any cups.
Cesare will not take one of the rooms with the secret doors, thank you very much. I'm not getting snuck up upon.
Not unless you put a pitten in there at night so nobody can open it.
I definitely want a secret door room because then I can escape.
Fair enough.
Vittoria would like to go speak to Rexus.
Yeah, I suppose while everyone else is settling down and all the rest of that stuff, can make your way back to talk to Rexus. Rexus being the thorough individual he is. While they haven't assigned, you know, room numbers and all the rest of that stuff or anything else like that, he has pinned to his door a little slip of paper with his name on it.
I figure she knocks lightly.
Knocking after a couple moments, you hear kind of like the movement shuffling and all the rest of that stuff before Rexus opens the door to a very crowded room, as they have not determined where to put all the books yet. But all the books are just in here.
In the big office down here?
Yeah, I was going to say.
They haven't finished cleaning the office down here yet.
Yeah, everything is covered in blood and dirt and gut and goo.
Yeah, we got some cleaning to do first.
And cult stuff.
They still haven't finished cleaning all the devil blood out of that room.
Devil blood?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you guys have been down here for a day. Rexus was just like, I'm going to clean this bedroom. He cleaned the bedroom first, and then he shoved everything in it. Mm. He's also just used to living that way. But Rexus smiles and nods. I'm assuming that you... finished getting your plans in order.
Whatever plan we have, yes. It's kind of hard to prepare when we don't really know what's happening, but we have a few backup and escape plans.
Well, it's a little bit more of a rush situation than we're typically dealing with, but I have talked briefly with the Fushi sisters and Morgar and his Mad Cats, and you know, they're not necessarily known, so if push comes to shove, you will have some support if things should go sideways.
What we know of Barzillai is true, it probably will go sideways, but I don't think he knows as much about us as he thinks he does. At least I hope. Tyaset gave the impression that she was vague, so.
Well, thank the gods for small miracles. But can I help you? Is there anything that you need for your plan?
No, I have something for you, in fact. During our, I guess, adventures, I came across this. So she produces the potion and places it in his hands.
He takes it and looks it over curiously. And you need help identifying it, or?
No, I know exactly what it does. It makes your transformation permanent. No more potions, no more upkeep. Permanent.
Oh.
Can help you be you.
I was aware of such magic. The Church of Shalin creates those to help with people that these are very difficult to come by in Cantargo, in parts of Chiliax. Government oversight about changing or hiding identities. So I just drink it?
As far as I understand it, yes.
I'm sorry. thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I imagine you went through a great deal of trouble to procure this. It means it'll be much much less trouble for both you and I to try to get those mixtures right.
Exactly. It'll make your life easier, and it will make you who you want to be.
Oh.
So,
all right.
With that, I will leave you and try to get some rest, and there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I know I haven't had this conversation with the others, but I will need to thank them as well. Yes, do me a favor. I know this is your plan anyway, but don't die tomorrow.
I have no intention of it, and I don't think anyone else does either.
It's good. I have a few friends and no family left, and you are all very important to me, so.
I figure she reaches out and gives his hand a squeeze and a nod, okay. And then she takes her leave.
Okay, I'm very emotional now, so yes. Thank you. Shuts the door behind you.
Shuts the door, bursts into tears. Happy tears.
Yeah. And then Vittoria's going to go to bed.
Very well. I suppose then all of you settle down, rest up, prepare yourselves for going and confronting the... not necessarily even confronting so much as going and having a pleasant conversation, you hope, with the High Inquisitor of Asmodeus.
Mm-hmm. Just saying, if there's a stage erected in Arya Park, we are not getting on it.
But again, I suppose all of you rest up, prepare yourselves, pray for whatever divine magic or prepare whatever spells necessary to hopefully keep yourselves safe during this fateful meeting. What will be the conclusion of this book?
Ooh.
One way or the other.
Oh,
and we'll find out which way next time.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
We'll come with our backup characters who are inspired by our main characters who die.
My backup character is just Castian. He's just going to take up his uncle's mantle.
Your backup character is just Cesare as a ghost.
Which makes no sense. Because Cesare would be very vengeful, and Rick said no.
But, yeah, thank you all so much for joining us today, for supporting our rebellion. It has been a difficult task over the last couple of weeks, but we are back at it once again. And now that everyone is down here, there's going to be a little bit of a shakeup, a little bit of change coming here in the next couple of weeks. We are, of course, going to be wrapping things up with this book and beginning book 3 probably here shortly. And we are only able to have gotten that far to do all of this because of the generous support of all of our listeners out there, listeners like you.
They would never send us an invitation with veiled threats.
It's true. They would send us an invitation with open threats.
Yes. You'd invite us to a real party, not an ambush party.
That is very true.
We actually are having a party at Gen Con, I guess.
Yeah, funny enough.
Yeah. Get together anyway.
So again, if you're going to be at Gen Con, feel free to join us. But yeah, thank you all for joining us today. And as always, again, we do want to take an opportunity to thank a couple of our listeners by name, our Patreon supporters who have been able to support us through these difficult, trying times. Again, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, not only with people dealing with issues, but with technology as well. And we are able to recover from that as quickly as we are, thanks to your generous donations, so that when we run into these technological issues or when we run into problems like getting a rig set up and such for Gen Con, of which we are, again, mentioning a little bit earlier, we are going to this year. We are able to do all of that because of the financial backing of some phenomenal, phenomenal people. And I would like to name one of them myself and then allow everyone else to name one as well.
Woo!
So I would like to thank Jesus Villanueva. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'd like to thank Shaka Jamal, which is very nice.
That rolls off the tongue well.
Shaka Jamal.
It's a very
the name has
one.
Good mouthfeel.
Yes.
Yeah. Villanueva also is a phenomenal last name. So.
And I would like to thank Charles W. McClain.
Well, thank you, Mr. McClain.
Thank you,
John
Charles.
McClain? Thank you, Charles.
John's little brother.
Thank you.
I'm sure they've heard that.
And I would like to thank Rasmus Vig.
Thanks, Rasmus.
Vi.
Yeah.
Vig, Vi.
Vi. I don't
Rasmus.
Know.
I would think Vi.
Regardless, Rasmus.
But thank
great
you, Rasmus.
Name.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Rasmus.
And real quick, Rachel, I'm going to interrupt and jump in here because I did skip a name. Oh. And the reason I skipped this name is I would also like to issue a special thank you to Patreon supporter Jordan Jenkins. Thank you for your continued Patreon support.
I've been a Patreon supporter this entire time. Wow. Did you guys right. know?
I've finally gotten to your name because it gives them access to the Patreon feed.
No, I like that Heather did it before Jordan did.
Heather did it also.
I'm not the only one, but there is a story. There is a story actually behind this. So we were, I believe, $10 away from hitting one of our goals, and I subscribed because I was like, I want to have this goal, dang it.
Yeah, there we go.
That's the whole thing.
That's dedication.
I am still subscribing to this day.
Hey, there you go.
Thank you, Jordan, for your small support to my paycheck.
Yeah, boy.
Well, thank you, Jordan. I would also like to thank Joseph Rasko.
Well, thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Joseph.
Good name.
Yeah.
And I would like to go on ahead and thank Brian Dietz. We appreciate the support,
thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah. Always such great support from the Brian community out there. So thank you all. It means a ton to us. We would also, of course, like to thank our Find the Path tier patrons. And this includes English Bob, Andrew Miller, Braden Worrell, Colin Bill, Eric and Lisa Junker, Eric Mole, Gary S., Ian Date, Jessica Vetterly, Jim C., John Koo, Joshua Saldana, Justin M., Lewis Ellis, Matthew Linsickham, Robert Beach, Sandy, Siren Roll, TJ Kahn, and Travis. Thank you all for your continued support.
Thanks, everybody.
Appreciate it.
You are all amazing, amazing people. And again, we are glad to be back. We are excited. I think I can speak for all of you. This next episode is going to be chef's kiss. And we're going to have multiple surprises.
Oh, I don't like this.
I'm looking forward to that.
Too excited. Too excited.
Rick's excitement is terrible.
It's terrifying.
When he gets this excited, it's a bad time for us.
It's great and terrible.
The surprise is he tries to give us a medal. They're all cursed.
The surprise is he's actually not the bad guy.
Brazil is actually a good guy? Is that what you said, Jess?
Nah, yep. I doubt it.
I don't think that's possible with the things he said in his proclamations.
You get up there, Brazil leans in really close. I was jacked all along. And then Mike takes off running.
No way.
It's like a Hail Hydra thing, except in reverse.
Yep. How does this even work? Jacked was supposed to be an elven woman.
It's called magic.
How to disguise.
But you don't wear a hat.
That's what I wanted you to think.
Yes. Oh, my.
Regardless, though, check in next time to find out what all the surprises are. And until next time, good luck, Pathfinders.
Bye.
Good luck out there.
What if he's just like Silver Raven, stand up and we do a Spartacus and everybody in the crowd says, I'm a Silver Raven.
Oh, that'd be nice. Yeah,
that would be funny.
You all show up there and it's like the end of V for Vendetta, just everyone's wearing a Raven mask.
Yes, exactly.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Find the Path Ventures is an officially licensed partner of Paizo Incorporated. Hell's Rebels is copyright 2015. Hell's Rebels and the Pathfinder Adventure Path are trademarks of Paizo. All Pathfinder images are property of Paizo and are used with permission. Find the Path Ventures have converted Hell's Rebels from Pathfinder to Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Conversion notes are available to our Patreon backers at patreon.com/findthepath.